It's an 8 year. And so 8 in the tarot, in the major arcana, is ruled by the strength card. So here we have a woman, depending on the deck, but in the Smith Rider Waite deck, a woman leaning over, and she's pretty friendly with this lion that she's got in front of her. The landscape behind them shows a mountain, lots of greenery, lots of open air. She's covered in flowers. She's got them like all over her and her waist, and her outfit is all white. She has a crown of flowers in her hair. And she also has something very unique, which is the infinity symbol over her head. And we'll get into how this helps us this year when we remember that type of energy. But also, if you flip an 8 on its side, you have the infinity loop. Hello, and welcome to the Empress Podcast. I am your host, Jessica, known in the online space as Jess the Empress. I started this podcast to help you be present with yourself, cope with chaos, and simplify your life. I do this by combining psychology, behavioral science, and the tarot. I have a background in mental health, specifically a master's in clinical social work from USC, and I'm a professional tarot reader. So get ready to have a nurturing, creative, and empowering experience with me as we use practical magic. Hey there, coffee lovers. Are you tired of settling for boring coffee? I have a treat for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Heartwork Coffee Bar, your one-stop destination for exceptional coffee experiences. Whether you're a coffee connoisseur or just someone who appreciates a great cup of joe, Heartwork Coffee Bar is here to elevate your coffee game to new heights. At Heartwork Coffee Bar, they take pride in their craft because each batch is carefully roasted to perfection, ensuring that every sip is a symphony of flavor. From the rich and the robust to the light and fruity, they have a coffee blend for every palate. And here's the best part. For you amazing podcast listeners, Heartwork Coffee Bar is offering an exclusive 10% discount on your purchase. Just use the code EMPRESS10 at checkout and you'll save big on your order. Why settle for ordinary when you can indulge in the extraordinary coffee from Heartwork Coffee Bar? Remember to use code EMPRESS10 for that special 10% discount and treat yourself to the coffee experience that you deserve. Don't miss out on this fantastic offer. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks to Heartwork Coffee Bar for making today's episode possible. Now go grab your favorite mug, brew a fresh cup, and enjoy the podcast with the perfect companion, Heartwork Coffee Bar. Cheers. Hey love, before we get to today's episode, I want to ask you to rate and review my podcast. Giving me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts would mean the world to me. I love knowing who's listening and what everyone is getting from the episode, so please take a moment of your time to share your thoughts, and I look forward to reading your reviews soon. Hi! Hey, hi, hello! Welcome! We're going to get into the card of the year. I'm going to explain how we calculate the card of the year. So if you in the future want to do it on your own, you absolutely can. It's very simple. So this year is 2024. So you take all the numbers individually and add them up for a whole number. So 2 plus 2 is 4. We have 4. So 4 plus 4 is 8. That's our answer. It's an 8 year. And so 8 in the tarot, in the major arcana, is ruled by the strength card. So here we have a woman, depending on the deck, but in the Smith Rider Waite deck, a woman leaning over, and she's pretty friendly with this lion that she's got in front of her. The landscape behind them shows a mountain, lots of greenery, lots of open air. She's covered in flowers. She's got them like all over her and her waist, and her outfit is all white. She has a crown of flowers in her hair. And she also has something very unique, which is the infinity symbol over her head. And we'll get into how this helps us this year when we remember that type of energy. But also, if you flip an 8 on its side, you have the infinity loop. We don't see many of them in the tarot, and I think it's interesting that we have that happening this year. Well, I love the strength card. It is connected to the Leo sign, so we are moving into a fire energy in 2024, which for some of you may be great, for some of you may be not so great. I know, I'm genuinely excited. I love my own energy. I love my own fire aspects. So I'm just really happy that we're leaving last year, which was Chariot. Last year was a 7 year, which was governed by the Cancer card. And I did a whole spiel about that. If you do just want to kind of see like how was last year and go back and watch that video, it's here on YouTube, and you can also listen to it on my podcast and just see if does anything, you know, kind of match up and ring true for you about what that energy represented for 2023. But this year, what we're really working with is self-compassion. That is the lesson of the strength card. And I think it's a beautiful thing. We're moving into the second line of the major arcana. And the major arcana in tarot is broken up into three lines. And so our first line, which we have left behind now in this year and moving into the second year, but the first line, first line is all about the development of the self, development of the individual. In the second line, we're moving into the individual now out into the world, and we're understanding ourselves, and we're gaining some deeper lessons, and we're informing who we are, and we're also impacting other people. And the third line has a lot to do with the soul, with just another set of lessons that we learn, but they are deeper and they are way more profound, and often something that is like, we just can't go back from it. We see life a very different way once we enter the third line or pull a third line card. So for now, we're on the second line. We're in strength, and we're understanding ourselves. We're understanding what compassion even means, when and how to apply it. And so there's three parts of compassion that we get to get into, and let's go ahead and talk about those: curiosity, kindness, and respect. Those are three parts of compassion. Now, the Leo, the strength card, has a lot to do with that curiosity, that childlike energy, that wonder. Instead of pulling back, instead of resisting, leaning in, seeking to understand. So we're using that energy with ourselves. We're getting curious this year about what we need, about what we want, about what we desire, about how we can get it, about what we need to do in order to get it. And sometimes this is so much easier than other times, especially when what we see here in the tarot as the lion is the ego. We all have an ego. I've talked about this a few times, but I'll talk about it again. And it is to say that the ego cannot be killed. There are many schools of thought when it comes to the ego, from, I would say, more religion versus psychology. Religion will tell you that you can kill the ego, or that the ego is a problem. And it almost pits you against yourself, like, because the ego is a part of your mind, and that there should be some type of killing of the ego, or ego death. And we can kind of get into how that's nuanced, but not necessarily as like harsh as it sounds, like kill the ego or ego death kind of thing, where it's like a finality. The ego is our friend. And I believe, and this comes from the psychology background and the human behavior background, you know, that our ego helps us orient ourselves in the world. And we have healthy and unhealthy egos, overinflated, underinflated. But really, we're looking for a healthy sense of ego. The compassion piece of this and the curiosity are just an understanding what we need and how we can give that to ourselves, which is an exciting thing to do. But it's harder to do when the ego is popping off and telling us all these really wild stories, temper tantruming. But we have to remember that the ego does that because it feels threatened. So as a wise person, which is you and I all here, you know, having a better relationship with ourselves, we are not going to demonize our ego as we move through 2024. We're going to soften and we're going to accept it. And we're going to say, interesting that this is popping off right now. That means something's happening in my world, in my internal world, where I feel kind of threatened. And I think it's really important that we step into accepting when we feel threatened. Now, there's a part of your mind that is going to want to get a little distracted with with trying to make sense of why you're getting threatened. And there is a path to walk down to understand what is, like, why you feel that way. But there are other times where it will just be irrational, and that's okay. If you kind of go into a little deep dive with yourself and you explore, and nothing's really coming up solid, it's safe to say that there's something irrational or just super unconscious that you don't understand right now about why you feel triggered or threatened. And so that's okay. You just need to acknowledge that there's something there, and start there with your self-compassion, again, with your curiosity, and with your respect, and with your kindness. I don't think it's an act of self-kindness to make yourself get to the bottom of every single trigger. These parts of us that are defensive and that are nasty or whatever, it's all just a part of our coping. And so I feel like this year we're all growing and understanding that we don't need to be so harsh with the parts of ourselves that are very quick to react to things. The parts of our mind that tell us lots of stories, whether they're helpful or not, sometimes we can't control those things. Most of the time we can't. those initial thoughts about whatever or ourselves, but we can redirect them. And that's what we're doing in strength. I imagine that she didn't just, the woman in the card, I imagine she didn't just like wake up one day and go talk to a lion, go find a lion friend. I'm imagining that it took her some time to befriend this lion, to be in the relationship that we see here in the card. I think, like, well, what happened before that, right? We're seeing this still shot, this image of a woman petting a lion, and the lion is looking up at her. She's looking down at it. They're in a relationship with each other. They have a bond. We have a bond with our egos, and making friends with it is the best relationship we can have. And that, again, requires those three things, okay? Curiosity, kindness, and respect. So, so important. You can't just walk up to a lion with some disrespect, you know, thinking, it's gonna love me. Like, come on. Nor can you just ignore it, like, and just act like it's not there. I'm imagining that's probably not helpful either. To really face what's in front of you is an act of self-compassion. One of the things we do that's irrational is think, if I avoid this, it'll go away. I've thought that, so I know you've thought that. It's a very human thing to think that. And we need to correct that thinking because we want to help ourselves out as much as possible. So the lion is the ego, the wild part of ourself that comes up to protect us. And instead of, again, shaming, guilting, just flat out disregarding, minimizing that ego, we embrace it. We embrace it in 2024. We have a new relationship with ourselves. And I think this is beautiful. We all have those stories. We all have our inner obstacles, the things that we struggle with. And when we remember that, and this is how it relates to the world outside of us, we can pour out that compassion to other people. We don't have to work so hard to sort of dig it up, to conjure it up within us, because we're practicing it with ourselves. When we remember we have these parts, we're not going to be surprised when they pop off. you know, we're going to welcome them into the room. We're going to be like, hey, okay, I see you. And then when we see another person spiraling and acting from a place of defensiveness, we remember, oh yeah, but you are also human. Like, you also have the same defenses that I do. And something's happening in your world. You don't need to therapize them, but, you know, getting curious, being kind, having respect to them will only help you, unless they're just in a place of not receiving any of those things, which has nothing to do with you. But more often than not, you're gonna strengthen your relationship with people this year in 2024, because you are strengthening the relationship with yourself. I have said this before as well, and I believe this to be very true, which is that you cannot go further with another person than you've been with yourself. So, you said differently, people will say like, oh, well, I have a limitation. And so, you know, if I can't handle big feelings, I don't want other people to have big feelings around me. Let's just play small. And I think we know people like that. But when we begin to explore the depth of our own emotion and the depth of our own mind, and we allow those things to come up with, like, into our consciousness, and we work with them, we can then be a witness to other people when they're working through that stuff. In some ways, a guide, you know, whether it's intentional or you're just modeling it by being that version of yourself that is kind and compassionate, people are going to be like, whoa, you've got something. You're doing it differently than I'm doing it, and it seems like it works better for you. So maybe I'll try that out. How do you do it? And then you can begin again that bonding connection with other people. But what happens with strength here is that we're connected to our value, and what's shifting, what's ever flowing, is the potential to give up what you care about in order to just satisfy the ego games, right? So let's again use connectedness. You and someone you know are having an argument, and you might be prioritizing being right over remaining connected. So your ego is going to be like, I want to be right. I want that point in my head. You know, I want that W on the scoreboard. I want this other person to feel like they've lost. I want them to take the L. It's like, you know, petty. It's ego. And so you might be saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to give up this fight because I want to be right. I need to be right now. You got all these stories about why it's so important that you're right versus remaining connected. Not everything is worth fighting about, as you know. And so you could either remain right or you could stay connected. Which do you value? The value of connectedness to the person, the partner, the business relationship, whatever, or getting that win, you know? And I get it. Look, I love to be right. You know, I think we all do. So it feels good. So it's like, oh yeah, ooh, I got this. It's a quick hit though. It's eroding another connection in front of you, a human connection in front of you, a valuable connection in front of you. That matters more than being right. And sometimes it takes a little while to see that. And the more you practice these things, the better at it you get. And trust me, there's going to be no shortage of triggers given any relationship you're in with the world around us. Like, we're all going to get hit with things to work on this year. Whether we don't even need to dig it up. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to try that hard. Go outside, open the door, read the news, and you will find yourself facing the decision of what you value versus that quick ego hit, that rush and that addiction to the fight. You know, because it feels good. It does feel good. But I do believe that when we evaluate it in the long run, we find that it's draining. It's often disconnecting us from our deeper self. And that we won't get to the deeper self until we crack the ego shell. And so remember that that's what this year is about. Psychological flexibility is what this is also termed as in psychology. So I really hope that that gives you guys some clarity on what we're getting into. I'm going to shift into now just pulling some cards. I have this really fun deck, the Practical Magic deck. And I thought it would be cool to pull from here along with the Spirit Animal deck and then the regular tarot. So I'm going to pull cards for all of our elements here. We're going to start with fire, and then we're moving into earth, air, and water. So if you hear me, and I'll actually, when I go to edit this, I'm going to put up what, like, the sections as I move into them. So if you're watching this on YouTube and you don't want to hear anyone else's sign, you can go ahead and fast forward it. Although I do think if you're into your natal chart, it could be cool, or if you have like your sun, moon, rising are all different elements, it could be cool to hear what everyone's getting the year ahead. Fire signs, let's go ahead and see what you guys get. All right, so we have Temperance in the reverse position. Bottom of the deck reveals High Priestess in the reverse position. Okay. With these two cards, I'm thinking and feeling a lot of this need to really listen to yourself and sit still. I don't necessarily know if it means physically sit still, but it could be that you really need to make this a year of putting space between you and things that you do instead of rushing around. And look, I have a lot of fire in my chart. I can speak to just the go, go, go nature of the fire element. And okay, so we have High Priestess and Temperance, and we're talking about balance actually in both of these things. But what's important for you to do this year, fire signs, is really acknowledge how you feel. And if you don't know how you feel, you need to really make it a habit of sitting with yourself, or at least being alone and not busying yourself until understanding how you feel. Yeah, there are times when your feelings are just unknown and there's like lots of stuff happening. But with the High Priestess in the reverse position, there can be a tendency to ignore your inner world because you're getting really busy with the things outside of you, or you're just minimizing that you have needs in general. This year, I want you to go and check in as often as possible. And I want you to ask yourself, what is it? And I don't mean like you're going around every 5 minutes of the day being like, how do I feel? How do I feel? Like, that's obsessive. But that you have a deliberate practice of bringing balance into your life. It is balanced to check in with yourself. It's balanced to ask yourself how you feel. You deserve that. And shit, if no one else might be doing it around you, and which is why you might just not be doing it. So it's important that you do it for you, for the relationship that you have with yourself. Fire, this year, you're going to learn how to put yourself first in a new way. You're going to learn how to prioritize listening to that inner voice and allowing what needs to come up and be acknowledged to come up. Fire signs, don't run from this. Don't run from needing to listen to yourself, and make sure that you're mindful of not predicting how you feel. What I mean by that is, you know, you need to sit down and feel some feelings that are below the surface, they're bubbling, kind of, you know, niggling at you and being like, hello, we're here. Instead of being like, oh, well, I'm scared to sit down because I don't know what's going to come up, don't tell yourself that story. Be a witness to what is coming up, and you will find balance. You'll find that by listening to yourself, some things do balance themselves out very naturally, and it's not something that you need to force. You might think you have to, but you don't. And so by prioritizing your emotional world this year, your needs this year internally, you gain an insane amount of wisdom. Really an insane amount of wisdom. I love that. I love it for you. Okay, so let's look at this spirit animal for fire signs. All right, you all have the fox. You are swift and smart. Solutions to problems are easily found. Always listen to your instincts. Resources surround you. Be open to romance. Ooh, that's fun. Okay. I just want to say something about that. Always listen to your instincts. Sometimes our instincts are wounded, and it's important that we recognize where we have that limitation, and we need to do that personal work, that healing work, because if we move from our instincts, again, talk about the ego. If we move from our instincts, it's sometimes not the best thing. So just to clarify, you know, I got to drop that mental health wisdom in here. I love the spiritual stuff, but sometimes it's like not really helpful or all inclusive to the totality of life's experiences. Because let's be real, as an Aries moon, sometimes my instinct is to like want to punch a person in the face, and I don't think that's appropriate. Okay, our practical magic, fire. What is the practical magic that fire gets to work with this year? Okay, my loves. Ooh, the garden gate. Possibilities. That's nice. Well, you guys, I think, open up possibilities when you listen to yourself, right? Like from you, from listening and understanding what you need, so much opens up. So much more than what you thought in the beginning will open up. But that happens when you listen to yourself. When you call yourself out, when you bring what you're ignoring into the room, and you're being really, really truthful. Really, really truthful. All right, now we are moving into Earth signs. So Earth, let's see. Earth, my loves, you have Justice. Bottom of the deck, the World card. Okay, so far only major arcana is coming out of the tarot, which is cool. The strength to really call a spade is coming up for earth signs this year, and from walking away when things are done, instead of talking yourself into staying, or talking yourself into, oh yeah, but maybe there's potential here. And if I just wring this rag one more time, I'll get a couple drops of this out of here. Like, you're not doing that this year. I think you are totally fine to throw in the towel when you see that it's just not going to be worth your effort. Your beautiful, precious, limited energy. You're like, I'm going to keep that in my world. I'm going to put it towards things that I care about. I'm going to, again, move towards my values. And the struggle internally is like, do I stay? Do I go? Do I put in more time? Do I just take the loss right now, even though this didn't come to fruition the way I wanted? Justice isn't blind. But when we're not lying to ourselves, we have so much more freedom. And freedom is an energy that you definitely get to play in. And I think there needs to be structure, though, which sounds like oppositional, because a lot of times you think, well, freedom means like there's just no boundaries, but we know that isn't true. We are operating on a physical plane with the world of boundaries around us, and boundaries keep us safe. So as you move through this year, earth signs, I want you to remember that you have a lot of wisdom. So just kind of reflect a lot on the things that you've done. The past will be very informative for you this year, especially as it pertains to people coming into your life. Look, words are cool, but if people are not showing you a change of behavior, then all it is words. I understand so badly the desire to say, oh, it would be easy. This would be easy. If I say yes to this person in front of me, because they're telling me they changed, I say yes, this is what I've wanted. This is what I've prayed for. And so I'm excited and like, yeah, this is going to be so easy, but that's just false hope. Okay. And this is where the discipline of the world come in, of Saturn connected to the world, which is, you know, an earthy energy, just saying like, it feels hard sometimes to move forward in a cycle, to close the door, to complete something, yet you know it is the best for you. And when you're moving from what is good for you, you're doing the best. That is your best work. That is your best effort. That is 100% in alignment, because you cannot always do what is good for you and what is perfect for other people. Like, of course someone's going to want to come back into your life with just change of words. Of course they're going to want you to settle, you know, like this, because it's easy for them. And you getting mad time and time again isn't a consequence to them. They're not feeling your feelings. So like, they don't care that you get upset about their behavior. Like they don't care. So injustice in the world, let's talk about something else here outside of relationships, but this change. When things are done and when you are done, be done. Earth signs, be done this year. Have the strength to say, I'm not doing battle of going back. I'm not going to dip back in. Of course, you need to wrestle that ego in the strength card, a governing energy of the year of like, yeah, you might have the what ifs. Yeah, there might be that temptation to go back into that project and fix that thing one more time before you submit it, to go back into that relationship or to see if that thing can happen one more time. Like, I get it. But that can all be a mental game that you play with yourself and you settle with yourself without there being any action behind it. So you really do need to focus on what's done. What are you really done with this year? What are you no longer entertaining? There's a level of tolerance towards things, absolutely. But then there is just a hard no. And you strengthen your hard no's. Maybe you add more hard no's to your list. And also strengthen that it means no. And you show people that you really do mean what you say this year with justice in the world. So I like this. And that gives you more freedom, because people realize, well, I can't play with you. I can't play with your feelings. I can't play with your mind, because you are a solid person. And my games are no good here. So I gotta go. That's a lot of freedom. You're not being manipulated, which is a beautiful thing. And I'm excited for you, Earth signs. Let's talk about your card, your animal. You have the sea otter, connected to happiness. Be the master of playful living. Release expectations and enjoy every day. Let worry go and instead choose love. Surrender to the waves. Oh, your good destiny of love is sure. I like this. Check out your little sea otter. You're so cute. I love the otter at the zoo. He's so cute. Or she, I don't know. But I always get excited when I see the otter. Okay. Your practical magic card, Earth signs. You have control. You have control. Like, you do have control. Exercise it this year. Right? Control over what you say yes and no to, of who you let in, of really like deciding to complete that cycle and move on when it is time to move on, when you know it is time to move on. And then you experience so much more freedom. And I'm excited. Excited for you. All right, now we're moving into the air element. Air, what is your message this year? Five of Wands, bottom of the deck. Five of Pentacles. Finally, some minor arcana cards. this year, 2024, for air signs, you guys have a lot of really fun experimentation. You're using all of your senses this year. I really feel like you're getting into the work. And what I mean by that is your physical work, so like the things you do for your career. You're more hands-on with your money. You're more hands-on with your relationships. You're more hands-on with a sense of adventure, with your physical body. You're just more hands-on this year. The energy of the number five, since you have fives here, I just want to also say maybe your angel number is 5-5 this year, or 555. So just kind of keep a lookout for that. It represents change. Change can be uncomfortable. And we know this. We also know that in change and in that discomfort, the ego can pull up its head and say, "Rawr, I'm a gatekeeper here. I am just protecting you. I don't want change. I'm going to dig my heels into the ground and I'm going to fight for everything I know is mine and protect myself." And we love that part of ourselves. But there's wisdom in understanding that there's no such thing as certainty. And so when you find yourself being very certain, when you find yourself clinging to certainty, there can be a really nice reminder from the fives of like, oh, maybe you don't need to be so certain. You can just maybe say, well, yeah, I'm fine with uncertainty, even though I don't like it. I've accepted that it is a part of life. Okay, so I'm open to change. I'm open to possibility. So let that be part of your mantra this year, air signs, just being open. And I think it would be important for you at the beginning of the year, so now, to really think about your relationship with change. How comfortable are you with change? Some change we all like, right? We're like, well, it's positive, and we know it's going to be positive. Like someone's like, oh, you know, you're going to inherit $20,000, and you're like, great, love that. You know, it's a positive change. But what about an unexpected change? Something shifts at work, and you end up taking on a different role, something you never thought you would do. And there's, again, a level of uncertainty and some low levels of anxiety that might come from that. But the way that you're compassionate with yourself matters as you move through change this year. I feel like it's interesting, but your relationship to change changes. I think that you become a little bit more okay with it. I feel like you're able to welcome it. And when it's knocking at the door and it feels threatening, instead of just acting like you're not hearing the door knocking or the knock at the door, you open it. And you're like, okay, I don't know what you're going to bring, but you can come in. And you are able to really say, okay, like, yeah, change really is the only constant. And perhaps you may find some peace in some Buddhist meditations. I know that Buddhist meditation can focus a lot on change and the nature of change and accepting change. I know it's hard. You know, I know you want the familiar, but if that's the case, where in your microcosm, within the realm of what you can control, can you create that familiarity and that grounding? That's important. I have comfort movies. Like Harry Potter is my comfort movie, like all of them, really. But I love them because I can't control, like, I can control like 1% of things in the world, right? Me. I'm one person. And so I love Harry Potter because it's comforting and it's a ritual of mine. It is something that I watch like weekly, sometimes even like, I mean, multiple times a week. Normally before I'm going to bed or as I'm falling asleep. And that makes me happy. So that's predictable. That makes me happy. I know at the end of the day, I can watch Harry Potter, no matter how horrible my day is. And so I find comfort in that. And what is it that you find comfort in? Because part of kindness and respect is to make sure that you have the things you need, which is a certain level of comfort, I believe, you know? All right. So air signs, what is your spirit animal? Spirit animal for 2024. Ooh, the swan. Okay. It's connected to grace. You who glide across the waters of my soul, bring me your wisdom and light. Help me transform into elegance and grace. Inspire me with dignity and the spirit of beauty. The words elegance and grace speak to me. I don't know about you guys, you air signs. It might be helpful for you to find a person that does have a pretty decent relationship to change and ask them, how did you get that? What did you cultivate in order to accept this? And remember, change doesn't always mean that something bad is going to happen. Our mind, you know, wants to think that to prepare us, which is super smart, like super intelligent, to prepare us to make sure we're okay, to make sure we have those comforts. But sometimes we can be wrong about how we perceive things, so we can soften and learn a new way. You guys have destiny. You have the blood moon. Ooh, air signs, blood on the moon. Think about destiny. There's a quote, and I'm going to completely botch it, but it says, if you don't make your unconscious conscious, then you'll call all the things you do fate. And I think it's Carl Jung that says that. And so it's important to remember that what you can control is absolutely worth efforting for, and that you can change the course of things in your life drastically sometimes by the small things that you do daily and the way that you treat yourself. Because at the end of the day, the relationship that you have with you is one that you are accountable for. And the compassion aspect of things, change, you know, deciding to have a good relationship with change is an incredible thing. And it seems like you're due for that. You know, it seems like you're due for improving and accepting what you cannot control. All right, water babies. Water babies. Let's go. You have the Seven of Wands. And you also have, bottom of the deck, Queen of Swords. Water, this year you learn a lot by what you do, by the action steps that you take. They're going to be very, very informative, and they're going to help you know your sense of self a little bit more. They're going to help sharpen the way you see yourself and the way you see the world outside of you. I think you're going to be able to read people a little bit better this year as well. And I think you're going to take advantage of opportunities that they're really going to benefit you. Like, you're going to feel good about the choice, not all the choices you make, but when you jump on something, you see opportunity where other people miss it. And then you take it and then you're like, whoa, I'm so glad I did that. So I love that for you. With your Queen of Swords energy here, we're talking about a higher level of discernment, and we're talking about understanding who you are within the world. I also feel like your negotiating power and your ability to say yes, no, maybe not now, improve, which is great. So we're talking boundary setting in the Queen of Swords as well. Another thing I believe that gets strengthened for water signs is your visualization. And this might be like a weird thing to say. Sometimes with a lot of water, there's a feeling sense of things, but there's not a visual sense of things. Queen of Swords tells me that there's a visual sense coming online for you this year, something that might have been dormant that you were working on and then just kind of like forgot about, or that you're waking up within you and recognizing that you have. I also feel like there is less defensiveness this year towards life in general, which is cool. I really like this. That being said, saying yes to some things also brings you the clarity that you don't like it. So again, learning by doing, by the action steps you take, you recognize that's not in alignment for me, and that is in alignment for me. Like, I love this, I hate this. And so you might find yourself moving through some extremes this year in terms of your experiences, but that's really not a problem. I also think that you soften the inner critic. The critic that tends to be really unnecessarily harsh and is not even your true voice. I feel like you're able to distinguish yourself and your needs aside, separate from that inner critic, which, you know, again, comes online as a protective factor, as a gatekeeper, because you might feel guilt, shame, something you need to explore. And I think the exploration becomes a little easier this year for you. And I like that. The other thing too is like recognizing when you're ready for something, you can say that, like, I'm ready now. And if you're not ready, you don't have as much issue saying that you're not prepared for this. So you can call in some help, which is really nice. I believe you're going to like getting that extra help. Another thing in our main card, the strength card, is knowing when to ask for help, under an awareness of the limitations that you have, because you don't have to do everything on your own. Water, I feel like you meet the wild parts of you this year. I feel like you really come face to face with that lion, and you're able to soften to it in a way that is, it's something you've wanted because you've seen it in other people, and you're really embracing it and stepping into it on your own this year, which is nice. So there's a lot to celebrate for water signs. Water. Oh, you guys got the unicorn. Infinite possibilities. You are the sovereign of the seen and unseen worlds. The magic of love surrounds you. Beauty transforms you. Listen to the spirits of light. Abandon the darkness. Go beyond the ordinary and become the legendary. No pressure. take out of that what you feel called, but that's really cool. I like the unicorn. That's so cute. Infinite possibilities. We definitely see that in the Queen of Swords. And so remembering, you get to tell yourself any story you want, really, about anybody, about any situation, about yourself. Choose wisely. Like, you do have a decision. And I, again, this year, I believe it stems from the foundation of compassion and of your true values and not what you've been told. All right. Your practical magic card actually is the fire element. Take action. Well, that matches, given that we had that Seven of Wands, and just doing things informs you this year. So again, you will know when it is time to take action. And I believe that you are not going to be so hard on yourself when there is no action. But just look at how things ended up from taking action. This year, I think, is a bigger year of experimenting for you, water signs, and like being really cool with the experimentation of life, instead of kind of thinking about what can happen and then just only thinking about it. You're doing it. And then you're assessing, like, do I like that for me? Because other people did it, they love it. But for me, actually, not really my thing. And so it's like, all right, well, it is what it is. I know that about myself. I'm stronger because of it. I can say no to it again in the future. And I can move towards the other things I like. I get to explore what else I might enjoy. So that's it. That is it. We covered everybody. Welcome to 2024. I'm really, really excited. I'm so grateful that we got to do this. If you hung out for all four of the elements, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm sending you a lot of love into the new year. Love you. Okay. Bye.